Get Out the Vote is a civic engagement initiative that encourages designers to use their unique voice to educate the public and excite them about participating in the electoral process. In the past month, AIGA El Paso has received some very engaging posters that create a dialogue about the importance of voting in our community. We are invited to join them at Proper Print Shop on Tuesday, September 13th, and see all these wonderful submissions, along with one poster that has been pre-selected to be screen printed live at the show. Here to talk all about AIGA and the Get Out the Vote poster show are Alexandra South, president of AIGA, and Lisa Marie Chavira, vice president of AIGA. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us, Marina.
So first and foremost, what is AIGA?
AIGA is the Professional Association for Design. It's a nationwide, it's worldwide, actually. There are a couple of chapters overseas, and it was started in the early 1900s as the first group that really organized designers and recognized it as a profession. And they've grown ever since and evolved and become, you know, sort of different things in the world. But where they are right now is they're advocating for designers, mm-hmm. advocating for the career, educating the community, the nation, really, about what design can do to bring communities together and businesses and to really help push that as a profession that's recognized as something that contributes.
Because there's information, but then there's information that's presented to you in a beautiful way.
Yes,
and it's
correct.
About how we interact and,
right.
and
right.
will you even look at it, right? It's got to be
very
pretty.
Much, yeah. Very much so. So they have several different initiatives that they have. This Get Out the Vote is a national initiative, and it's something that they've been doing since 2004. And they try to really get as many people as involved as possible so that they can utilize everybody's skills and talents and really tell stories from different communities and different parts of the nation about what this voting process looks like.
And here you had several submissions, right? And kind of from all over, all across the board. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course.
Yeah. So I mean, not just local creatives, UTEP professors, UTEP students. I mean, all kinds. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a designer, but all sorts of artists. Alex herself has worked on really creative one, you know. It's not even like, you know, done on the computer, just hand done. It's beautiful. But yeah, it's great to see it coming from all sorts of, you know, art forms.
How many posters will we see at the show?
We don't have a final number. We are still accepting completed posters through Monday. So anybody who hasn't submitted yet and is still interested in displaying their poster at the show, we will accept it through Monday.
Oh, good.
As long as it's printed out and sent to us.
Yeah. So we're not sure yet. But we think it's going to be an awesome number.
Awesome. I like it.
We do have a good amount.
They're
amazing. They're very creative. A lot of them are very clever and very engaging.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea, too, was, I mean, they're definitely nonpartisan posters. This is just go vote.
That's right. Exactly. So the focus is really just on the message of the importance of voting. And so some of them are kind of wordplay. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more visual in the message that they send. And that's the whole goal, is to really get people thinking about what it means.
So you said people could submit through Monday. So how can they get their posters to you?
So they can deliver them to the Viva Impulse Creative Co. offices located at 1002 Arizona Avenue, Suite 2. We are upstairs. And they can bring them by anytime between 9 and 5 mm-hmm. on Monday and drop them off with us.
And you all are going to pre-select a poster that will be live screen printed. Are you able to say which one it is, or can you give us a hint?
I think so. Absolutely. So the poster that we pre-selected was done in a way that's a really interesting visual. I think that watching it be screen printed live is going to be really amazing because it's kind of layer on top of layer.
Right.
Has a neat message, and the imagery around it really emphasizes that message.
And I don't know if this is confusing, but it's detailed, but in a very simple way.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Exactly. And so we're going to screen print those at the show, and then they'll be available for purchase as well.
Were there rules? Does it have to be a four-color process, or is there a limit on?
Not really, just four color. I mean, you know, even if it's like monochrome.
Exactly, yeah. Something that would just read really well in the screen printing process, because screen printing isn't for every type of graphic. There are some mm-hmm. graphics that maybe don't read as well when they're screen printed.
Right.
And so we didn't really have a criteria. Just as a board, we voted on what had been submitted by the first deadline mm-hmm. and just thinking about, you know, what would look really cool, what would people maybe want on their wall after
right.
an
That's
election
important.
Season.
Yeah. And then, what would be like the easiest and best is screen print.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of awesome submissions, and as a board, you know, there's only seven of us, so we had to really narrow it down, but we did. We picked one.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And it's kind of neat. If you haven't seen the live screening process, the guys at Proper will let you do your own screen,
very
which is
fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it turns out it requires a lot of muscle. Like,
yeah.
You really have
it
to
does,
have
yeah.
even pressure, which it, is...
Exactly.
That's the key.
The push and pull.
So I think I've done it twice and not even, like, both times. If you want me to redo it, even pressure.
And they make it look so easy because I guess they do it so often. But when you're doing your own, you're like, okay. And then you forget that you have to push the squeegee back.
And that's what I love about the guys at Proper, though, is that they... they engage, you know, and let, you know, everybody, like, participate with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is important, especially if you have kids, because I've seen that look of what just happened.
Exactly. Yeah,
when they're doing their thing.
It's a great process, and it's fun that they're allowing us to use their space and that they love engaging people in that process, and it's going to be a really fun atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about design as a medium and as a profession. Both of you are designers.
I am not. I am not a designer.
But don't let that fool you. She's very creative.
So what is it about design that you found attractive? Or that you find attractive, I should say.
It really just comes down to I like to make things look beautiful. I mean, really, it's what it is. I've always loved design growing up. Growing up, I didn't know what graphic design was, but I knew that I wanted to do something where I loved putting things together. I loved, like, making books as a child and, you know, illustrating it. You know, I've always loved just working with color, just hands-on. Yeah, when I got to college and I found out, you know, graphic design was, I knew that was something I just really wanted to do. Because what I like about it is that you can use it in so many different aspects. It can be, like, just fun. It can be something business-related. You can work with music, books, anything.
How do you train your brain? Because some jobs are more fun than others. Mm-hmm. So how do you decide? Well, you know, you may not be as excited about something, but... I mean, because, you know, we've all been there.
It's true,
How do you then go through that process to deliver something that somebody will like?
It just kind of depends, really. Usually kind of a key step is some research, just getting kind of an understanding of what the business is and what do they offer and, you know, how can we make this sound interesting. And so sometimes it's just a stroke of where we brainstorm, and then we come up with this piece of tagline or copy that we're like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. That's gonna be amazing. And then from there, you can really build on it. And so the creative process is still the same. It still can be kind of exciting because you're like, wow, this encompasses the message, you know, that the client really wants to send. And from there, you can just build on it, even if it's something that's, you know,
it's true,
and not as fun and cool, but
the most mundane things end up being really exciting.
Exactly. I think that's the thing, is it may not be fun, but that's the thing, you make it fun. Right. You know, you make it so the project is fun.
Yeah, to see the client's vision kind of come to life in an image and a you know, some copywriting and a tagline or something is really exciting.
And that has to be interesting too. When somebody comes to you, they have no idea what visually could look like, and then kind of translate that for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that work in your brain when you're coming up with a visual for, I mean, really, you're representing somebody when they're not there, per se.
Right. Just a lot of, like, just like sketches, like, honestly, just taking out sketchbook. And I do a lot of writing, so just, like, writing tons of things, like first words that come to my head forever, you know, and then just start drawing, you know. And then all of a sudden, like, you see something, and they're like, oh, I kind of like the way that looks. Maybe
something is boring.
Maybe I can work with this a little bit, you know. Yeah, but just kind of getting all that out in your head and onto paper is probably the first step.
And you all have, aside from doing this poster show, you also have meetups and these cool meetings where you share ideas. Will you tell us about those? Or if somebody's listening and wants to become a member of AIGA?
Absolutely. On the first Tuesday of every month, we have what we call Cocktails with Creatives. And that's just a really loose format meetup kind of a thing where we just encourage everybody to come out, network, exchange business cards, talk to each other about, you know, ideas or opportunities. We have freelancers, professionals. We have people from all different industries, photographers, makeup artists. We all eventually need each other within the creative community. So it's a really great opportunity to just kind of come and hang out and see who's there. Another thing that we've done in the past is what we call the coffee social, and we're restructuring it a little bit for this year, and the season is going to start at the end of the month. And what we're going to do is feature people who come in and talk to the group about things that are important to the creative community. So whether, you know, it's about the printing process or, you know, small business management, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be posting more information about that on our Facebook page as well. And that's going to be a series that runs from September through May.
Which is awesome. And yeah. Do you have those set? Because you have your creatives cocktails every Tuesday?
The first Tuesday of every month, yeah. Right.
What is your coffee series going to look
like? They're going to be the last Saturday of every month from September through May. So that's going to be more of a series. It's going to be instead of running year-round, we decided that a series format was better for that.
Cool.
Right. And you can always look on Facebook and that's when we'll post everything there.
Yeah,
so
AIGA
you can find
El Paso.
Yes, AIGA El Paso on Facebook. And if you want to become a member, just send you a line or a message.
Absolutely, yeah. You can message us on our Facebook page. It's AIGA El Paso. And then we also have a website, which is elpaso.aiga.org. And from there, you link to the national membership, and you just have to select El Paso as your local membership. There's several different levels, so it's really accessible for anybody who's interested.
And the website's kind of neat because, of course,
I was
doing my research and talking to you all. So you see everybody that's a member and a little bit of their work.
Profiles
so
will
cool.
pop up, like portfolios or, you know, photos from events.
It's really
cool
great. There's a lot of connections to the national, which is awesome.
Definitely check out the website and, of course, join the AIGA at their poster show. It's going to happen Tuesday, September 13th. At Proper Print Shop, where one poster that was submitted will be live screen printed, and you can even screen print your own if you'd like.
Yes.
Well, we can't wait to see what our local creatives have come up with for this Get Out the Vote show, and we invite everybody to go out there. It's going to be at Proper Print Shop, located at 800 Montana Avenue. And today my guests have been Alexander South and Lisa Marie Chavita from AIGA. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for having us.